Episode 687 of No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I coach people and organizations to play big, and I worked as an executive recruiter for more than 40 years, filling more than 1,200 positions during my career as a headhunter, and now I coach people and organizations. So, by the way, before I go any further, last week toward the end of the week, I miscounted the shows. Those were not repeats. What they were was I was doing Job Search Radio as well that day, and that show is in the 200s. So I called certain shows as like 265, 264, when they were 665 and 664. So someone wrote to me and asked me about it. I just wanted to clear that up. And on this show, I have one of those tough interview questions. Basically, this is described as, what's your edge over the competition? I know you'll find this helpful. I hope you like it. And if you do, please give the show 5 stars on iTunes or Stitcher. It does help other people discover the show. And now let's get rolling. I've got an answer to one of those tough interview questions someone wrote to me about. So here's the question. Ready? In a job interview, what's the best answer for this question? Ready? I love this one. It's such a stupid question. What's your edge over the other applicants? Now, we both know you have no idea what the other applicants are like. So it's a question that's designed to fry your circuits. And in frying your circuits, they want to see you become weak. That's not what you want to do. So the correct answer is not, I repeat, not to go through the usual platitudes about how you're a hardworking individual. Because I've never seen anyone walk into an interview, my 40 plus years of recruiting, who walks in and says, you know, I'm kind of lazy. You got a job for a lazy person. So that doesn't work. You can't talk about perseverance and passion because that kind of makes their eyes glaze over. Here's how you do it. And again, if you know me, you know that I believe acting has a certain amount of theater to it. And this is one of those questions where they're demanding theater from you and you've got to bring it. So here's what you do. When they ask you this dumb question, you respond by saying, look, you and I both know I have no idea what my competition is like. But the one thing I can assure you is I'm not going to give you any BS. So I'm not going to give you this lengthy speech about how I'm hardworking and demonstrate a lot of effort. I've been successful in other places because it doesn't matter. What I can tell you is I'm not going to give you any BS. And then you sit there staring at them with a determination and a firmness to your answer that lets them know, not that you're angry. I want to be clear about this. You don't try and show anger in how you answer the question. But you show your passion and you show firmness. And firmness is exactly what they want to see. That firmness is what we candidates rarely show in an interview. Strong candidates, leaders, people with potential will always show those exceptional qualities that let them know, you know, I'm not someone to be screwed with. And that's what you want to demonstrate in your answer. And if they don't like it, isn't that a lot better than discovering that what they really want to hire is someone who's a nice order taker? So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a couple of ways that you can engage with me. The first one is connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention when you reach out to connect that you listen to the show. I enjoy finding out who my fans are. Next, if you're an executive and you're interested in job search or leadership coaching, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, put the phrase executive job search coaching or leadership coaching. I'd be happy to help you in either way. I want to be clear, I'm not a recruiter. I'm a coach, helping you play bigger, having a set of eyes and ears on your circumstances so that you don't make mistakes that are costly. If you're not an executive, the best way to engage is with jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I have the best of my information there. Plus, you can ask me questions throughout your job search I'll answer them. It'll help you. It'll help other people. There's going to be a community of individuals there that you can also get advice from. Again, jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.